Structurally, linen can be divided vertically in half. On the right-hand side of the painting are all the items of female linen, while all the men's clothes are on the left. As a couple, many of Goncharova and Larionov's views would have been seen as radically different to the accepted social norm, including, for example, a belief in free love. So it's interesting to note that the iron is not just situated on the female side of the image, but is also inscribed with Goncharova's initials, indicating perhaps that Larionov's views on the division of domestic duties were somewhat more conventional. However, even if the division of labour in this painting is traditional, its appearance in 1913 was not. Rayonism was an early form of abstract art. Its manifesto stated that every object reflects rays of light, and rays emanating from different objects intersect each other. Rayonist artists believed that it was their role to reveal not just the rays themselves, but also the forms created by the intersecting rays in the spaces between objects. The appearance of Rayonist paintings can be quite similar to early Cubist paintings. Their forms are broken up, rearranged, repeated, and often shown from various viewpoints. Consequently, objects seem to quiver on the surface of the canvas. This sense of movement combined with the repetition of forms also resembles the look of Italian Futurist paintings. However, where Futurism was interested in speed as a way of celebrating technology and modernity, Rayonism was principally concerned with light and space. For viewers today, linen contains a curious contradiction. A still-life painting usually depicts objects that are timeless, such as fruit, bottles, furniture, or musical instruments. However, linen contains items of clothing and equipment that are strikingly old-fashioned and seem at odds with the radical, abstracted painting style. The men's shirts are stiffly starched with button-on collars and stud cuffs, while the woman's elaborate lace collar and apron indicate fashion from the early 20th century. Equally, the iron is of the solid cast iron type that would have been heated on a stove prior to pressing clothes. However, these items of historical curiosity do serve to highlight just how shocking this painting must have seemed to audiences in 1913. In the top right corner of the picture is a very large and intricate lady's lace collar, which billows out from the neck like elaborate petals. The lace seems to be made up of a combination of floral and heart-shaped motifs, and it is very fine, so we can see through it to the cotton apron that lies partially hidden beneath. Visible through the fine lace of the collar is a heavily pleated apron. It has a thick waistband and two long ties that hang parallel to the right-hand edge of the canvas. The lower part of the apron is also overlapped. Towards the bottom of the canvas is another, larger piece of white cotton, with a ruffle of broidery anglais lace along its top and bottom edge. It could be a blouse or possibly a petticoat, but it's impossible to tell for certain.
Select the next audio clip to continue.